Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are. So we tell them we are the Herpers, the mighty, mighty Herpers.
This is Wild About Utah.
Stumbling around the desert with fishing poles in hand, hot, dry, no water within miles, a casual observer might question our sanity. But here's the deal. We have full control over our mental faculty. Our defense. First, our fishing poles are used for the capture and release of lizards. Remarkably fast and elusive, these rigs are the answer. A small slipknot noose using monofilament fishing line is attached to the end of the pole. The lizards often freeze as the line is dangled slightly in front of their nose and gently slipped over their heads. A quick upward flip and bingo, with a bit of luck, a lizard dances freely from the line's end. "I caught one," alerts the others within shouting distance, and the crew soon assembles to view the prize. Photos are taken, which include GPS coordinates. Then the victim passes multiple hands and is released to resume its lizard business following the rude interruption. This has become an April tradition for our USU Wildlife Society students with a keen interest in herpetology. We relish the Mojave Desert surrounding St. George with flowers in full bloom and birdsong in full tilt. Our desert ramblings have revealed many herp treasures, spiny lizards, speckled rattlesnakes, desert iguanas, desert tortoise, chuckwalla, canyon tree frog, to name a few. Within the past 2 years, we have assembled well over 24 species. The Mojave is second only to the Sonoran Desert for biodiversity in North America. I'm always amazed how this parched, desolate land can support such a remarkable abundance of life forms. The Mojave Desert hosts about 200 endemic plant species found in neither of the adjacent deserts. I'm going to end with a brief description of my favorite little lizard that appears so delicate, like a desert flower, it stands in stark contrast to this seemingly inhospitable environment. In good light, its paper-thin skin, covered with minute scales, allows one to see the interior workings of its slender body. The western banded gecko is secretive and nocturnal, foraging at night for small insects and spiders, often seen silhouetted against the black asphalt of desert roads. It is one of the few reptiles that controls scorpion populations by eating their babies. If captured, it may squeak and discard its tail. As a defense mechanism, it can also curl its tail over its body to mimic a scorpion. Geckos also store fat in their tails. Being they maintain a reduced metabolism at low temperatures, their tail fat can sustain them for up to 9 months.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, promoting off-season visitation and recreation in Moab Canyonlands and Arches. More information on rooms, events, and seasonal opportunities available at discovermoab.com.
I'm Jack Green, and I'm wild about the banded gecko, all its cousins, and this amazing land we call Utah.